Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast. I'm joined with Ruby Smith.
Whee!
This is one of my best friends. Welcome. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel such joy to be here.
Oh, have you had a good day?
I have had a good day. I wandered around the mall.
The mall?
Yeah, around
the Are you in
shop.
America?
Sorry.
She went to the mall this morning and then flew to England. That's crazy. We should speak like, you know when you listen to podcasts and they're like, wow, that's so God right now. That's how I'm going to do it. Well,
brilliant.
Welcome.
Thanks.
We're going to be talking about body image. Mm. You know, lots of us girls go through lots of stuff to do with body image, body dysmorphia. We might have gone through eating disorders. There's so much that we go through with this topic. But the main question, I guess, is why should I not focus my life on my body? Why should I not make my body my whole thought process at all times? Mm. I'm going to set a 15-minute timer because otherwise I will speak for 2 hours. just to make sure this podcast is not really long, and also because then we can set a 15-minute timer, then give you guys some advice and be done.
Just like that.
So I'm gonna start the timer, but you've got 3 minutes. Tell us about your journey. Tell us about what's Ruby Smith gone through with this body of hers.
Oh my goodness, it's been a big old journey for sure. So 2020 was a really tricky year for me. Mm.
For us all.
Yeah, lockdown.
We were all in. Get those masks on.
Literally. I suddenly started struggling with eating and exercising out of nowhere. It was kind of happening a little bit before.
Yeah.
But then COVID kind of brought everything, multiplied everything in not a great or healthy way. Mm. I was not eating enough and exercising excessively. I got incredibly sad. Incredibly, I guess, controlling in some ways. I would like spend most of my like going to bed just thinking about why I ate that day. So it was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And just a lot of shame and a lot of guilt attached to everything I ate and everything. And then I got to a point where I was like, I don't think this is right. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And I remember being in my room and just saying to God, no, I remember being in my room and just my mind just going crazy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you get to like a point.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah. And I remember running out of my room and my mum coming up the stairs, and I just ran up to her and I said, Mum, I'm really struggling with eating and exercising at the moment.
Yeah.
And she just held me and I just like wept in her arms. And then I went back to online school doing that.
So
it was a big turnaround. But I remember like bringing that into the light was when things started to change. Things got harder as I had to face things that I was afraid to do and eat things that I had. I took out exercise for 6 months.
Wow.
I did counselling and therapy for like, I think it was like around about a year.
Yeah.
So I did lots of things like that. And then near the end, like as the months things started happening, I just started to feel more like Ruby. Mm. And honestly, like, I can stand here now and just say I've never felt more loved, more seen, more enough, more fearfully and wonderfully made, more known by my Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
And I'm forever grateful for that.
Mm.
I can do my days look free now. Oh. Like, I can pretty much eat anything now.
Yeah.
And I run when I want to.
Yeah,
it's not obsessive.
She runs in the sea.
I do. I run down to the beach.
It will be like winter and Ruby will have been fully clothed and suddenly she's in the sea.
It's true. It's actually true. My favourite activity is running down to the beach, going for a sweet sea swim and running home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I come alive.
Yeah.
And then you moisturise and you just feel great for your day. You know?
Yeah.
So that's my story. That's the journey that I've gone on. But yeah.
No, that's so good. Yeah, it's amazing how he turned it around. Like,
yeah. Oh, it's wild.
It's a testament to you, I guess, that the response was tell someone and then do something about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, okay, this is now who I am.
Yes.
This feeling is everything I'm going to live with, and I can't change.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm going to tell someone.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to listen to advice and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I definitely would say, if you're watching this and you're like, I don't know I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
There's got to be someone you can tell. There's got to be something. Yeah. There is more to life.
Oh, totally.
And it doesn't end.
Yeah.
When you have that feeling, because obviously you were like,
yeah, you get to a point where you're just like, I feel so like trapped in my own body.
Yeah.
And like my mind is just going crazy.
Yeah.
And like, we can't undervalue the power of like bringing things into the light.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was my mum. For someone like, for you, it could be your sister or your auntie.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is, like bring it into the light, because there's freedom there for sure.
So much freedom. So much freedom. Lord. That's so good. This reminds me of John. Where is it?
John.
John 6, 35, that says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes will never be thirsty. And just this thing of like, when we're overthinking about our bodies, when we're overthinking about everything, there is someone who we should be thinking about. Yeah. Like, our thoughts should go to Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is saying, like, obviously when we're overthinking about our bodies and our, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was a teenager, I had a binge eating disorder where I basically would just, I would leave school and eat everything.
Mm.
I would go straight to Sainsbury's and I would buy myself like loads of chocolate, loads of crisps, fizzy drinks, anything that was like really under like £10. Mm. And I would I used to work every Saturday all day, and in the week I would spend all my money on food,
mm.
every pound I had.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I decided to go to Jesus, the bread of life, and just give it over to him. I remember I was in Cornwall and my friends basically were like, does anyone have anything they need to like bring to the front,
mm.
and like give over to the bread of life? And I was like, ooh. My bag was full of food. When I tell you, like, I used to sit in class at school with food in my pockets open, like I'd have like chocolate buttons open, a pack of Watsits mm. open, so that in class I could like eat whenever mm. I was feeling like everything was too much. Mm. And I remember I like went to the front with this bag of food with my friend Anna and just dropped it there and was like, I give him this.
So powerful.
It was like, yeah. I had to go to the source of life, which was Jesus,
yeah.
and hand over
mm.
what was my bread of life, because mm. my bread of life at the time, what was I was surviving off, was junk food.
Mm.
I had to put it at the cross and I had to say, I give this to you.
Mm.
Now would you be my bread of life? Would you be the thing that I get my everything from? Yeah. And it was kind of a big step, because been every eating disorder, so you have different. To then recover.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the recovering bit is
it's like the hardest bit. It's hardest. Harder than actually just living in it, I feel like, sometimes,
because it's kind of secret and like you can kind of hide it.
It's kind of your thing.
Yeah.
Like my personality was, oh my gosh, I love chocolate and crisps and sugary stuff. And I used to always say to people, I love chocolate, I love it. Yeah. And it was like this funny positive thing that I had.
Yeah.
Or like when like sometimes when you're not eating, it's kind of this thing of like, I've kind of got this something that I'm controlling, like I've got control over this thing,
and it's a
kind
control of, thing, yeah, isn't it?
I've got this thing and it's my thing, and you can't take it away from me. And then it's like, oh, now I need to take it away from me.
Yeah,
I've given it to God. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And they're like that thing of like, when you're eating or whatever you struggle with becomes your identity,
mm.
that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And I think at some point, probably at one point, it was my identity.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that I had smaller trousers. I loved that it was all of that.
Yeah.
And like, I still have a pair of trousers that I used to wear when I was really struggling. And it was like the tight, like the smallest
baby
size.
Trousers.
Yeah, baby trousers.
Toddlers.
And I put them on the other day. And I was like, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I don't fit in these trousers anymore.
You've come so far,
I've come so far, and there's been so much redemption, freedom, peace in my mind because I don't fit in these trousers anymore.
Mm.
And I think as women, we don't let our bodies grow. We don't listen to our bodies. And that there's so much power in like listening to your body.
Yeah.
Like just listening to what it needs.
Yeah.
Like that's the best way we can look after our body is listen to it. Like I think as a society we're like, eat that, don't eat that, drink that, don't drink that, go on a run then, don't go on a run then, go on a workout, don't do this workout. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
And like, actually the most important thing we can do as women and human beings is just listen to what your body needs, especially when you're on your period.
Let yourself be on your period, have ice cream.
Yeah, literally. Like,
get that Ben and Jerry's in ya.
Like when I was really struggling, I didn't listen to my body at all because I'm just a control thing. And so I would just eat things that my body didn't want me to eat. Like go on runs where I didn't need, where I didn't feel like or up for going for a run.
Yeah.
But now, like when I go on my runs down to the beach and back, there's like this last 2 minute hill. And sometimes I sprint up it because I want to challenge myself and other days I don't.
Yeah.
Because my body can't do it on different days. And it's learning to like push yourself and not challenge yourself and like, no, sorry, yeah, challenge yourself in certain areas and like, but don't push yourself when you can't. And like, you're a human being and we can't do everything.
Yeah.
You know? And if you want to have a piece of cake, have a piece of cake. Like,
yeah.
You know, and have, eat well and look after yourself and simple things. My mum always says, balance.
Balance.
Balance. Live a balanced life.
Yeah.
Hang out with good people. Eat good food.
Yeah.
Do fun things.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes eat the cake, but sometimes, you know, actually, I had six slices today.
Totally.
No more.
Yeah. Literally. My favourite things to do is to go to a coffee shop, have a cup of tea and a piece of cake.
That is a lovely activity.
And every now and then, you know?
You all have walked there.
Yeah.
So she's literally a healthy queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Yeah. It also makes me think of a lot of the times with eating disorders, there's a lot of like I just said, oh, you walked there, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this thing of like, often we think we need to deserve the food or we need to deserve not to eat the food.
Yeah.
You know, like for me with when I was eating all this junk food, it was like, sometimes it would be like, oh, I didn't eat junk food today, so that means I can have like my full dinner. Like sometimes I would not eat dinner because it was like, oh my gosh, I literally just binged and had six packs of crisps and six chocolate bars and some beans on toast and a sugary drink. So maybe I shouldn't just eat as much dinner, but it would be like, oh, I only have three chocolate bars and three packs of crisps, so I'm going to let myself eat my whole dinner tonight because it's a treat.
Yeah,
like I should treat myself.
Yeah.
And that is just not what God wants for us. Like, God gave us a life to live to the whole.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we are made to live wholly.
Fully.
Fully known. So much more life.
Fully loved.
Than what you think you are allowed to eat tonight. Like, there is so much more than being consumed by food. Like,
totally.
There is more for you. Yeah. There are hobbies that you don't even know you love yet. There are people you haven't even met yet. Yeah. There is so much more in the outside world of your home that God has for you. And so sometimes it's like, okay, right now all I'm thinking about is my food. Let me write down 10 hobbies that I would like to try in the next year, and let me try those. Like, finding, I guess, putting things in place that are like, let me explore more than my plate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how can I,
like,
ask God, like, what do you have for me? What is something you want me to focus on? Because when we have problems with our bodies, it's consuming, it's all consuming. But like, He is an all consuming fire. Yeah. God is an all consuming fire. He wants you to think about Him constantly. He wants you to have Him on your mind. And so, asking Him, like, God, what could I be doing? Like, what do you have for me?
Yeah.
Like,
there's so much.
You don't know what you're going to be for the rest of your life. Like, right now, I do social media. I might be an accountant.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be.
I'm working in Laser Zone.
She works in Laser Zone right now, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm marshalling games.
Wow.
I've got all ages.
Wow.
And I love it.
But, you know, one day you might be a camp counsellor. Yeah, but who knows? You might pray to God, hey God, I don't want to be consumed by food today. Yeah. What should I be doing? And he might go, I want you to go to America and help at a camp this summer.
Yeah, like, who knows?
Who knows? Just ask him.
But it's been faithful in the small things, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's like I was scrubbing the laser zone floor the other day on my hands and knees. And I was like, wow. Here don't I really am. Want to be doing this. But here we are.
You are here for a time such as this.
Yeah.
You are on the floor.
Yeah.
That's quite a task, I feel.
Yeah, I was a bit sweaty by the end.
Mm.
Me and my colleague were doing it and we were like, this is on the additional task list where there's nothing to do.
Oh, deserved a piece yeah. of cake after that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, so good. I think a story I love is Samuel. Mm. I mean, in Samuel, where Samuel is basically tasked with finding someone to be the next king, right?
Mm.
And so the Lord says to him, like, he's like, basically, he's gone... I've lost myself. Basically, the Lord says to him, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
That's good.
And so Samuel's got this task of finding the next, like he needs a warrior, basically. He needs a strong, mighty man who, you know, the women are going to agree with because he's handsome, and the men are going to agree with because he looks like he's strong and powerful and someone who can lead. And so he's like looking at this little boy and he's like, he's not handsome. He's a shepherd hand, essentially. And our time's up. And is he going to be useful to me and the kingdom? Is he actually going to do what we need him to do? And the Lord's saying, I'm looking at his inside and I know he is. And so something I would say to anyone listening, even to you, Rue, even to myself, is you may look at your outward appearance and go, there's nothing I bring.
Yeah.
I need to be skinnier or no one's going to fancy me. I need to be skinnier or no one's going to be my friend. I need to put in some weight or people are going to think I'm not muscly enough. I need to put on some weight or my parents are going to not treat me as well as my other siblings. Like, there may be so many reasons that you are thinking about your body too much. And God is saying, there's more to you.
Yeah, totally.
There is more within you.
Oh, absolutely.
And he doesn't care about how you look. He intentionally put you in the body you are in for the tasks he has for you.
Yeah.
Like, some people are born naturally that they can grow muscle, right? They might be born to be a PT or to climb mountains or to help people get out of fires.
Yeah, you think about Olympians who can swim.
Yeah, I don't need
like, they're built for that.
They might as well have a fin.
Yeah, they might as well. Like,
but I don't need a
Michael Phelps with his, you know, he had massive hands. He was built for it.
He needed big hands.
He needed big hands.
And I reckon once in his life he might have gone, Lord, why do I have big hands?
Well, I think I had to be a swimmer.
He might have been like, why? These big hands, they're ugly. And people may have made fun of him.
Yeah.
But he needed big hands.
You needed big hands. Yeah.
I don't need big hands to post on social media.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Yes, you don't need big hands for laser
zone. I don't.
But
I don't.
You might need...
I need my legs so I can marshal the games.
You need those legs because she had to walk up a mountain.
It's true. When she was in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
I often think about being honest with God. Being honest with your life, being honest with what's going on in your life. And I feel like before all my eating stuff, my prayers were like beautiful prayers. I'm not going to undervalue them. But they probably weren't that honest. But I think since going through my eating stuff and all my little battles, and my prayers have got so raw.
Yeah.
And like, I said a prayer to God the other day. I was like, whoa, like, this is a raw prayer that I'm telling you.
Whoa.
And like, my conversations with people have got way more honest.
Yeah.
But I think because it's taking me to be honest with my life and with my eating stuff, telling people how I was really doing, things that I was really struggling with. And knowing that, like, God can handle all our stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's not afraid of it. Like, I was reading... Psalm 51 verse 17, it says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, oh God, you will not despise.
That's so beautiful.
And it's just a beautiful reminder of, like, he doesn't despise all of our brokenness and, like, all of our, like, kind of weird and beautiful broken prayers. Like, he loves it. Like, at the end of the day, he's our dad and he's so proud of us. And, like when I, in this last 3 years or whatever, like, my prayers are just so different. I'm like, God, I'm really struggling today. Or, like, God, I'm so excited about this. And, like, God, like, I feel nervous about this, or I really, like, I've got a bit of, like, what's the word? Like, annoyed, like, feeling annoyed in me. Like, oh, God, yeah. I need you to give me that today. Or, and it's just seeing God just move so beautifully and being like, oh, yeah, I can take that, Rubes.
I can absolutely hold that for you.
I can help you with that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't despise all of our weird and clunky prayers. He loves them. Yeah.
Precious.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. So go and tell someone if you're struggling. Be honest.
Yeah.
If you're someone around you is struggling, be honest with them.
Yeah.
Like, be like, I'm seeing something.
Yeah.
Like, it's a two-way thing.
It is.
If I'm going through it, if you're going through it, be honest with someone around you, your mum, your dad, carer, a teacher at school, someone, a youth worker, I don't know, anyone, your pastor, I don't know. But if you see it in someone else, also being honest, up to them and be like, hey, are you doing all right? I want to check you're okay. And see, if you really, really are struggling right now, like, you know you're unwell, go to a doctor, seek a GP, talk to someone professional.
Yeah, like, good.
We are not professionals.
We are not professionals.
But there
are
GPs.
We're just telling our stories.
We're just telling a story today. Yeah. Talking about the Lord. And yeah, also pray for yourself that you can see yourself how God does. Because if it started with a thing of an external thing, like, I want to change, I want to be skinnier, I want to have more booty. I don't know what your reason might be. Ask to see what God sees in you. Because he made you so intentionally. And he can't make mistakes. So you ain't a mistake.
And a skinny waist doesn't mean you're going to be more happy.
And a big bum doesn't either.
I was more miserable and more sad and more controlling. And now I probably, like, I don't even weigh myself anymore. I, like,
get rid of those scales.
Yeah, like, the number on the weighing scale doesn't define you. You're way more than that. So, yeah.
You're way more than your weight.
Yes, exactly.
Think about that too. To take anything away. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us.
You guys.
Thanks, Rue.
No, thanks for having me.
So raw and special.
Oh, I love it. It's such a joy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Go to the bread of life, Jesus.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.